Hello, Biz?
Yeah.
Hey, Biz Marquis, man. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time just, you know, to talk to us here on the podcast, man. We really appreciate it. Alright, yeah, you know you're coming here next week. You're going to be at St. Andrew's Hall here in Detroit. And man, I've been loving your stuff. I'm blown away, man. You've been doing this for over 30 years. And you always come with some new stuff, and it's always great, man. So, thanks.
Thank you for liking it.
Alright, I gotta say, when you started out, man, you were like in the hotbed of all of it, of just New York rap, and you got a chance to watch the beginnings of the rap game. How have you enjoyed watching it evolve to this point so far?
Well, we're older now, so the rap for now is for young kids. Where the difference is with us, even though we were young, everybody listen to rap.
I mean, like, now, I mean, just being around those influences growing up, I mean, you've seen just so many people. How has that, like, affected you and, I guess, now rap at large?
Yeah, the reason how it affected me is, like, I saw people like Grand Wizardine, or I saw great rappers like Grandmaster Caz, saw Grandmaster Flash, you know what I mean? And I saw people with great shows like Dougie, Run-DMC, people that had great shows. So it was like a learning, it was like a school within a school, learning how to get better and learning how to be different at the same time.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up, because when you talk about different, you were like one of the first people to bring that humor element into hip hop. You know, the Clown Prince of hip hop. You know, that's you.
Oh yeah, you know, I don't want to be like everybody else. I just wanted to be. I wanted to make everybody more happy and everything, to be serious. I didn't want to be serious like a Public Enemy or Rock Him, or, you know what I mean. I wanted to be different. I wanted to stick out like a sore thumb.
And you end up doing that, man, because you had a lot of just great hits like The Vapors, Nobody Beats the Biz, and I gotta talk about it, Just a Friend, because that had that serious, I guess, and humor aspect of it. I mean, did you knew, like, when you recorded it, that it was gonna be a classic?
I knew it was gonna be a great record. I didn't know it was gonna get as big as it did. I just knew it was gonna be big. I knew it was gonna be like a Vapors or Nobody Beats the Biz. I didn't think it was gonna go to the pop side. I didn't know it was gonna sell millions and millions of records.
I mean, like, knowing that what you did back then, and now you see the modern day hip hop, what kind of opinion do you have on the state of hip hop? You just said a minute ago it's for the kids, but what's your opinion, I guess? Where do you see it heading if this continues?
I mean, if the kids like it, you know what I mean? I can't really have a super opinion, because, you know, our rap was like from 20 years ago. Some people rap was from 10 years ago. Some rappers from 30 years ago or 40 years ago. So, you know, we get older. So that's like Little Richard and them saying something about us when we came out.
That's real. That's real. Anybody you paying attention to today? Any modern rappers that got your attention?
No, I'm a DJ, so I gotta listen to all of them.
Okay, that makes sense. Hey, one thing I wanted to speak of, because, I mean, as a rapper, as a DJ, your career has changed, like, in different phases. It's still been sweet, but, like, I have a 4-year-old son, and he is obsessed with you because of Yo Gabba Gabba. That's right. And I'm like, when he walks in the room, I'm like, how in the hell you know Biz Marquis? And he, Yo Gabba Gabba, he knows who Biz is, man. How did you get involved with that?
Well, what happened was Scott and Christian, they asked me to do the Dancing Dances when I was doing a pilot. And I DJed the night before. It says when I DJed the night before, I was tired. So I got lazy and I said, well, I don't want to do that. I said, why don't I make up
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I gotta say, man, your biz beater today has been in my house since then, because he makes noises. I'm like, man, where are you hearing this from? Then daddy is showing me, and here we are, man. Do you what's your favorite thing about working with the kids?
Is that we can teach them something natural. It's not just about I'm thinking like Yo Gabba Gabba, it's like to teach kids how to be kids. You know what I mean? Like, you know, activities, teach them how to do something naturally with their body, like the beatbox naturally, or clap their hands, or play with bubbles. Be kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Just, you know, it's time to be free and be fun and, you know, just have fun.
When we was making up Yo Gabba Gabba, I didn't like what was on TV for the kids.
Like what?
You know how you might change to a channel and it got something that ain't kiddy.
Yeah.
I don't want to name no stations, but it wasn't kid-orientated.
I get what you're saying. A lot of artists try to do that thing where they make a cartoon, but a lot of the jokes have a lot of adult humor in it, because yeah, you want the adults to have a good time too, but you kind of forget about the main reason you're doing it, and that's for the kids.
And like when I was making my records, like I got banned off the one record got banned off the radio. But it was kiddy because I made Pick and Boogers. So I made a record called Pick and Boogers. You know, kids, you know, they always show that kid to school, they always pick their boogers.
Yeah, man.
So it wasn't, they were saying it was nasty and all that. And then they would just play it on the mix show. Still was a hit anyway.
Yeah, I had that album, man. I had that cassette. I used to listen to it, and I used to do that little snicker laugh because I was a little boy, man. You know, it's a song about picking boogers, and so it was like a little tongue-in-cheek humor. My mom and dad didn't exactly get it, but you know, they just let it ride because it kept me out of trouble, and it's harmless. One last thing about Yo Gabba Gabba, because how you said it was for kids, a lot of guest stars and artists used to, you know, appear on there, like Erykah Badu, Weezer, Devo, Ting Tings, The Roots, Jimmy Eat World, just this off the top of my head. Now, you wouldn't exactly associate them with kids stuff, but they ended up doing it as well. How does it feel to, I guess, collaborate with them?
A lot of them had kids. A lot of them was characters. Like Erykah Badu is different as a different person. So is Questlove, and it was very different people. Kids look up to everybody, you know what I mean? So we had, it was good to bring them in. That was different.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Like, 30 years in the game, let's just jump right into the DJ stuff, because I'm loving what I'm hearing, man. Oh yeah, I said I want to just do it in three different forms, but let's just go into DJing, because when you play, you playing the music I like, man. You playing that boom bap. You playing stuff that I guess I get, and you feel the audience, and you kind of move with that vibe of the audience. How has that been treating you, man?
Oh, I mean, it's beautiful. I'm glad that they understand what I'm playing.
Like, it ain't just they, man. You've been doing it. You've been doing the Oscar parties. You've been doing, like, I think you did the Cavs game not too long ago. I mean, you just doing some stuff. So, your reputation is preceding you, sir.
Oh, but it's just, I mean, between me and you, it's just work.
Okay.
And I gotta stay counting it. This is my job.
That makes sense. That makes sense, man. But like I said, I appreciate and I love what you're doing. Now, you was doing that at the Cavs game. The running joke here, I am a LeBron James hater. Like, big time. I'm pulling for Steph. So, I mean, I get it. I understand that's your boy, right?
Oh, yeah. I DJed for him when he came in the league. I did his rookie part. First part.
That's cool, man. That's cool. But cut. I get it. Now we was talking about NBA a little bit earlier in the podcast. You think they're gonna do it again? Cleveland.
They got a chance because they got shooters to match up with their shooters. Because Kyle Korver's not playing. You got what's his name? Shannon Frye shooter. Unbelievable shooting play is Kyrie Irving.
I can't knock Kyrie Irving. That man is the truth. I did Kyrie
that
Irving.
That jersey, son. That boy, he's shooting his ass off, son. They got some defense. It's going to be a great series. It's the new Celtics and Lakers.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing now. Nah, I don't know, man. Like, I'm liking it. That defense, they've been tightening up with the Cavs, but their defense was suspect all year. I'm glad they tightened it up now, but I still think...
No, but you gotta understand, like Bill LeBron said, the regular season don't matter. Remember Kobe used to do that, you know, the regular season didn't matter with Kobe and Shaq and him.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, no, you're right.
You have Robert Horry can't do nothing all year.
Thank you.
And Derek Fisher. But when it came in the playoffs, in the finals, what happened?
Hey, you write it. When you write, you write. Well, Horry got what, 8 rings? Yeah, because of that same thing.
Oh.
Robert Horry, he got about 8 rings, don't he?
Okay, 6 or 7.
Yeah. Some he up there, cause I know he got 2 with the Spurs, with the Lakers, got a few from the Bulls. Yeah, he up there about 7 or 8. He up there.
He got some with the Spurs. He got one with the Rockets.
Oh, I forgot about the Rockets. Yeah, he did play with the Rockets, and then he had that. His first one was with the Bulls.
Oh.
Either way, I know, like, I'm just agreeing, I'm just piggybacking on your point. I thought he did. Yeah, John Sally got him because we based in Detroit. We gave him 2, you know, bad boys, and then he just started moving around the league. So, yeah, and he got one with the Lakers, too. I know that.
Oh, yeah, John Sally.
Sally.
Now, when it comes to sports, I know about sports. You got, I think, what's called a 2 or 3 with Lakers, Ori. They got 2 or 1 or 2 with Spurs. Right?
Yeah.
Houston.
Now, you don't see this. I know you calling in, but I'm looking at Tasha, who's Googling this whole thing, and she giving me the thumbs up. So, yeah, once again, nobody beats the Biz. You right on that, sir.
All right,
man. But, like I said, man, it's going to be an interesting series to watch. But one thing we going to watch is you coming this Saturday, the 20th, at St. Andrews Hall. Hey, Biz, thank you so much for just giving us a piece of your time. And I can't wait to see you in person when you're here in Detroit.
Okay, I'll see you then. Thank you, boss.
All right, thanks, Biz. Nobody beats him.